Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us this fine morning, in person and online. We appreciate all of you and your attention. First off, I'd like to start by introducing myself. My name's Jacob Klein. I am the youngest son of John and Sharon Klein, along with four older brothers, Josh, Jesse, Jared and Jason, and we're happy that they're able to join us this morning. My parents are actually on a trip at the moment. They're out in Kansas City. They're at a Dairy Farmers of America corporate meetings. My dad's part of the corporate board there, so he's sad he's not able to join us this morning, but he's definitely an influential part of this. So I start off by giving you a little background about our farm. Obviously, with five boys, we're all, put to work on the farm, and we enjoyed it, and we had our own responsibilities. Started out as a 60-cow herd that, like I said, we all had responsibilities, and we all gained a niche for being involved in the farm and the dairy cows. Once we joined 4-H and FFA, we started showing at the county level. And we started to branch out to state level and national level. And it all kind of gained our interest and our attention. And it's the lifestyle that we've always known. And it's the lifestyle we enjoy. So then back in the early 2000s, this barn that we're standing in, we started expanding our herd. Because with that many helpers, you need some more work. So then we expanded our herd to 120 cows, and we continued to just work with our genetics, try and create the ideal cow, work with some bloodlines that we enjoy. And ultimately, our goal this whole time has been to provide a safe and healthy product for our consumers, and also create some facilities that are focused on cow comfort and animal welfare. And as we got older, we started to branch out a little bit, or start with some families and really we started seeing that life's going different ways and we're trying to see how our goals line up. And my parents are getting older and, we applaud our parents very much for being proactive in figuring out what the best way is that we can transition the farm from their hands into our hands. And that's why we're all here today, is because, the transitioning from farms from one generation to the next is very difficult, creates some hard conversations, and, there's just a lot going on, and taking time to do that planning is very, very important. So that being said, we actually, like I said, we always had these two operations operating as one, and then we're able to utilize the Farm Vitality Grant in order to help us with that transitioning period. And that brought a lot of influential people into the planning that we will hear from today. And it's really been life-changing for us and our family. This one operation we now have and always was Kleindel Farms. They are over at the other location just down the road, and Jason should be here shortly to give some remarks about what he's been doing. And then here, the beginning of the year, we established Diamond Valley Dairy LLC, which is three of us brothers that all operate, and our families that all operate this barn, and then also have full-time jobs. So it's a lot to maintain, which doesn't allow for crop work. So my brother Jared, he does the crop work and rents the land from our parents, and then we buy our feed for this farm from him. So that's how we're able to make it work. There's a lot of different components to it, and making it all work is the end goal. So that's what we've been working hard to do. And that's all kind of in result of the Farm Vitality Grant. We're able to work with, you know, our bank with Tompkins Community Bank, Lynette Gelsinger's been an influential part in our planning and in trying to get all our debts together and see how we can operate and be successful as a business. And then, you know, there's Ken also was very involved with my parents in figuring out a will. That was another result of this grant that we're able to receive. You know, figuring out how everything will work, transition over to our generation if something was to happen to our family, because you never know what could happen. So we appreciate everything, that all the different components that are involved to make this work, and I'm thankful for you all to join us here. It's been daily chores are on us, but we look to the Department of Ag, and we look to all these other influential people to help make our operation work as a business and work as a lifestyle for us. So I'll start with that to kick us off, and I appreciate you all for joining us.
I think one of the key partners in putting all this together is a good attorney, right?
Thank you.
That is you, Ken.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Good morning, everyone. My name is Ken Sandel. I'm the family attorney. I'm the one responsible for all the legalese and all the legal documents to make this transition happen. Pennsylvania is a very ag-friendly state. Clean and Green, Ag Preservation, the Farm Vitality Program are all very important tools to be able to make the transition from John and Sharon to the children. We had to do it through an estate plan, which was very, very involved, but we were able to do it because Pennsylvania is ag friendly and has these programs. So a big thumbs up to Pennsylvania. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Good morning, all. Thank you for inviting me to participate in today's activities. It is an honor to work with the Klein family as their agricultural lender. The Farm Vitality Grant is a meaningful investment to the future of farm families like the Kleins as they work to achieve their goals and transition to the next generation. Each farm family is as unique as a Holstein cow's markings. Consequently, it takes a team to assist with the conversations, planning, financing, and documenting needed to execute a family-specific transition plan. Thank you, Secretary Redding, and your Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture team for taking action via this grant opportunity to serve farm families and Pennsylvania farms. Thank you.
So you can see the signals going back and forth here. Let me first of all just say thank you to the Klein family. While we're in the barn today, this conversation about the Farm Vitality Grant actually started in a hotel with John at a DFA meeting in Wilkes-Barre. And we were walking down the hall, and he was so proud of the transition planning. Right, and he couldn't say enough good things, and it just sort of struck me, because not many times does someone actually just stop you, right, and say thank you. He did, and it stuck with us. So we got to think about where do we go to talk about this Farm Vitality Grant. It didn't take us long to decide. It was just a question of whether the Klein family would be available to do this. So thank you to John and Sharon, but also to Jacob and Grace and all of the Klein family who are here. There's a lot I can say. I think as I listened just in the beginning, when you look at this family, you see the generational transition occurring, right, just by the growth of the families and those who are partners in this project, right? But also admitting that it is not easy. It is not easy to transition a key agricultural asset like a farm. It's complicated. There are people, there are livelihoods involved, their off-farm income that's involved in this, or extended family members who have interest in different parts of the farm. It takes changes to wills and business plan and financing. But at the end of the day, what is most encouraging is that there's somebody who wants to do that, right? There's somebody who actually wants to step in and say, we want to enter this process of transitioning this farm and this, I think this is fourth generation, am I correct, of farm. So it is really nice to stand here and be part of this conversation. But it's important that as we think about, as Mr. Sando mentioned, Pennsylvania is an agricultural friendly place. We are proud of that. But we also know that it's not going to stay here just because you and I like it. It'll stay here if somebody sees opportunity in it and they continue to invest in it. So as we began to think about the future of agriculture in Pennsylvania, it was with the Klein family in mind, right? It's people who are in the business, they want to stay in the business, they're good at what they do, they see opportunity in it. And that was really where the conversations about farm vitality began. We have pieces of the Farm Bill that are in marketing and they are in conservation. Again, you see that on the landscape here. But really the heart of the Farm Bill is the Farm Vitality Grant. It is an opportunity for farm families who are thinking about transition, actively involved in a transition, looking to diversify their operations. We wanted to help facilitate that. And knowing that sometimes it takes some encouragement from many people, we want to be part of that encouragement. And we do that through both being friendly in the process of policies, but it's also making sure that we are friendly in terms of what we finance and support. This is a family that's also preserved a farm, right? And that is an important consideration for us to make sure that those farms are protected. Obviously, they carry a heavy responsibility and burden to be an agricultural asset in perpetuity, that we wanted to protect those as well. That is also part of the Farm Vitality Grant program. So we are proud of what we're doing. We've spent $2+ million so far. 271 farms have gone through this transition and planning. We are now, just last week, made available another $300,000 for that purpose of helping transition farms from one generation to the next, to do business plans, to explore. The nice thing here is that we were very broad in the description of use. We wanted to make sure the farms and families are thinking about the farm, that they have some support there. Up to $7,500 in support to make the transitions and broadly broadly written. So we are pleased to be part of that. We're pleased to be in a state that has the highest number of young farmers under the age of 35 in the nation. We lead the nation in farmland preservation. We lead the nation in so many ways, the only state with a state-level farm bill. So a lot of good things happening in Pennsylvania, but it all begins with somebody who wants to be in this business, like the Kleins, who see opportunity. So we say thank you to the Klein family, extended family, to those who are part of this decision making. And what's really nice, I'll just say this, that when you step into a barn in this conversation, it's about both the dairy and production of milk, but it's also about genetics, right? To be standing with Applejack, right? One of those prize purchases they make, their eye is on that future and building that genetic stock here in Pennsylvania. So to all, thank you for being here. We are proud of what we're doing, but again, it only happens with a full partnership of ag lenders and attorneys. We do that with our county government leaders, and we're pleased today to have two of our county commissioners here from Lebanon County who have been great supporters, Commissioner Litz and Commissioner Kuhn. And I'll ask them for a few words. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You know, this year we preserved 20,000 acres of farmland in Lebanon County. What a privilege that this is one of those farms, and to know that there's succession planning, not with, just with the five J's behind me, and notice I'm a J too, so I fit right in, but also with the little ones coming along. I think we've got generations to come, so that four is soon going to turn to seven generations. I can see it happening. And we're just so proud of our farm families here in Lebanon County. My husband and I do our part. We buy whole chocolate milk, and we drink about a gallon a week between us. So it's really great. And their advisors, oh my goodness, Secretary Redding is here in person. But Lynette Gelsinger used to be our conservation district director. She knows her stuff, and now she is part of the lending program. So, you know, she's going to get good advice. She knows the whole system. And then, of course, Ken Sando over here, our local attorney, well, he's also into farming. I see his horses up at the farm show, and he does quite a job. And he's come to talk to one of the ladies' groups I belong to along the way, too. So over the years, we've crossed paths, and it's all local. We're all from the area. So when you have local people working together and parents cooperating with children, it's a win-win situation. So I want to congratulate everyone involved, especially the young men who are planning to take over the farm. I know you're going to be successful. I feel the passion, and we need milk. Thank you.
If I could piggyback on Commissioner Litz's remarks again, Secretary Redding, thank you and your team. That team word keeps coming up today and impressed upon me. I don't think I have to tell any of you how important agriculture is to Lebanon County and to Pennsylvania overall. And we're all happy to have you here. I'm happy to be part of such a great group. And getting back to the team, all the support from everybody else, but really back to the Klein team. I am so sorry that your parents could not be here. I know them very well. I know they're here with us in spirit. And when I think about it, our most important legacy, we all, you're a great example for all of us. Whatever line of work we're in, you're working together as a team. And a family, and I think about your parents to say their most important legacy of all they've accomplished is you. And it's great to see these kids here are going to be your most important legacy. So God bless you all. Continue blessings on your farm and your venture, and let us know if we can help you in any way. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jason Klein. Me and my wife operate Kleindell Farms, and we're really thankful for the funding to be able to do this. It's been a long journey, and me and my brothers all got along really well, and we're very, you know, without professional help, it would have been really challenging. So just being able to do that and having a third party helping us, you know, come up with a vision and what all our goals are, that was really huge in helping us all get to where we are and focusing on our goals. So with our farm, we do a lot of neat things with genetics. We IVF cows at our place every 2 weeks. And we do a lot of embryo work, as well as we milk 200 cows. And, you know, obviously we have that side of things with producing milk and high quality milk to sell to consumers. But we're really grateful. And me and my brothers, and we all work together through different aspects, whether it's feed production or going out and buying a cow together, or producing the next offspring to keep our herds growing forward. But thank you very much.
So now that you met all five of us boys, so like you said, you know, throughout this transitioning period, we're able to create two different dairy operations, and then Jared also managed the crops. And even though they're separate, we all work together. Like Jason said, he has a partnership with Transova Genetics, and they come in and in vitro flush cows every 2 weeks. And I believe we're one of his biggest customers with that, bringing her cows over all the time. And one thing we all enjoy to do is show cows together, even today. Like I said, we started out with that at a very young age. And even though some of our goals are different, we all like to work together and then be able to do that together. So that's kind of a neat part of it. And that's all thanks to this grant and all this hard work of the other people around us. So thank you.
Jacob, thank you. And Jason, thank you as well. We were anxiously anticipating your arrival. But thank you to you and Megan and family who are here. What a beautiful story, right? I mean, if you're talking about, a vision for Pennsylvania agriculture, it's here in this barn. It's folks who are, have got the support of their family, the recognition of mom and dad that a transition is necessary, right, to keep the farm moving, building, developing, responding to both the needs that we have as a state and as consumers, but also inside the family, the recognition of the partnership that is evolving, right? I could only imagine the types of conversations that have to occur about how do we do what we do? How do we finance what we have? How do we address the issues of investments? And they do that, right? And that'll be a journey. But to see a family together, to smile, to respect, to be civil, to be engaged and thoughtful about the future of agriculture, both on this farm, in this county, in Pennsylvania, it is an honor to be part of that conversation. If we played some small role in helping to facilitate that, to get the right group of advisors and teams around them, that is a joy. So we are happy to be part of this. I see long-term the value of the Pennsylvania Farm Bill to both recognize the dynamics of this industry, but also to recognize that it's been part of our past and an important part, but it is a critical part of our future. And how we support it, how do we finance it, how do we build the structures around it, how do we attract a new generation in it, is an everyday partnership with the state, it is with the families, it's with the county commissioners, the lenders, and so many folks. So we are proud to be here today, to be part of this conversation, and to recognize a family that is actively in that transition. We say thank you to them for being in ag, but also to mom and dad, who aren't here, but set in motion this really important conversation about this asset and the future of this farm. So we will watch with great interest over the years of how this farm transforms from this generation to those beyond. So thank you for being here, again, to the Klein family for hosting and being part of this most honorable professions in agriculture. Thank you. Questions, comments? From the Farm Vitality Grant, please.
Mr. Secretary, Mr. Sando alluded to it. I think the Klein brothers have all alluded to it. The complexity of the transfer and the succession from one generation to the next. Are there things that the state government can do to streamline that process and make it not such a Herculean effort to do?
Yeah, it's an everyday conversation. I think we've taken several important steps in that direction. I think Mr. Sando mentioned, it's a friendly state. I think the clean and green, the preferential tax base is important to that. It's conservation planning we need to do. It's recognizing particularly how do you finance these very complex and expensive operations is part of what we're working on, I think is found in part inside of our farm bill. But it's also the other things. I mean, how do you permit for new facilities, right? That's a really important conversation. I mean, how do we address the issues of export? I mean, these folks are in the genetic business, right? That genetic base is not just here, somewhere also around the world. So how do we support, export and import activity as part of that? But it should be an everyday concern to us to make sure that these farms stay here, that they're viable, that they're economically sustainable, and that we have a workforce that is commensurate with all of that. So really important task. Other questions, comments? Okay, any final comments? What did we miss?
think you covered it all.
Okay. All right. Thank you all. And again, appreciate very much the Klein family hosting today. Congratulations. Thank you.